Hand Porn, a Stargate Atlantis fic, written by Rhea Kukulaka, read by Sly Hostetter. Pairing, Rodney Raddick. Reader's note, this is a late birthday present for Rhea Kukulaka. Thanks for writing so many wonderful stories. Raddick had never understood the term poetry in motion, not until the first time he watched Rodney explain the flaws in Marquis' theory of tetraneutrons. Rodney's hands danced across the air, accentuating his words, filling them with passion and spirit. After that, he couldn't not notice. The sleek, confident fingers flying over laptop keys or controlling ancient technology. The impatient, snapping, "You here, right now," gesture. The excited, "Yes, that's it," motion, with his hands waving animatedly as he bounced on the spot. The wrung-out, frantic, "We're all going to die painful deaths unless I figure this out," anxious hands. Those hands spoke volumes, for those who knew how to read them. He tried to ignore the tingling sensation in his skin every time one of those hands accidentally made contact with his. He had almost succeeded, too. Then came that critical moment when Rodney walked into the lab after being trapped on the jumper and shook his right hand whilst his left gently squeezed Raddick's shoulder. His relief and gratitude had been evident in the simple movement of those sensual hands. That was the first time Raddick felt his pants constrict because of Rodney's hands. It was the first time that a simple touch had left him shaken and yearning. It wasn't long after that that he discovered how much more Rodney could do with those talented hands. Simple touches up and down his flank, gentle rubbing of the sensitive spot on the inside of his thigh, a nail dragging across his abdomen, causing an involuntary shudder. Fingers playing in the thick hair on his chest, firm pressure across his nipples, enough to make him buck and arch towards the hand. A finger, slowly working inside him, persistently hitting his prostate, waves of pleasure racking through him. The hands could drive him wild with passion, taking him right to the edge and then holding him there for as long as Rodney chose, until he was begging and pleading for them to move again, desperate and wanton. "Sorry, what?" Raddick asked, shaking himself out of his reverie, when it became clear that Rodney had asked him something and was waiting for his reply. Rodney was watching him with a small, smug smile. Raddick didn't doubt that the other man was completely aware of what he'd been thinking. They had always been able to read each other like that. Before he could say anything else, those strong hands were dragging him out of the lab, slyly caressing the small of his back all the way to his quarters. The end. Happy birthday, Rhea!